Judges chapter 5. Then sang Deborah and Barak the son of Abinoam on that day, saying, Praise you, Yahweh, for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, all you kings. Give ear, O you princes. I will sing to Yahweh, and I will sing praise to Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. Yahweh, when you went out of Seir, when you marched out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens dropped. The clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from in front of Yahweh, that Sinai from before Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, and I arose a mother in Israel. And they chose new Elohim. Then was war in the gates. Was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart is toward the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless you, Yahweh. Speak, you that ride upon white donkeys, you that sit in judgment and walk by the way, they that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of Yahweh, the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Then shall the people of Yahweh go down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, lead your captivity captive, you son of Abinoam. Then he made him that remains have dominion over the nobles among the people. Yahweh made me have dominion over the mighty. Out of Ephraim, a root of them against Amalek. After you, Benjamin, among your people, out of Machir came down governors, and out of Zebulun, they that handled the pen of the writer. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar, and also Barak, and he was sent on foot into the valley. For the divisions of Reuben, there were great thoughts of heart. Why do you abode among the sheepfolds to hear the bleatings of the flocks? For the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead abode beyond Jordan. And why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his breeches. Zebulun and Naphtali, a people that jeoparded their lives to the death in the high places of the field. The kings came and fought, and then fought the kings of Canaan in Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. The river of Kishon swept them away, that ancient river, the river Kishon. O my soul, you have trodden down strength. Then were the horse hooves broken by the means of the prancings of their mighty ones. Curse you, Meroz, said the angel of Yahweh. Curse you bitterly, the inhabitants of it, because they came not to the help of Yahweh, to the help of Yahweh against the mighty. Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. He asked for water. She gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a majestic dish. She put her hand to the nail and her right hand to the workman's hammer, and with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote off his head when she had pierced and stricken through his temples. And at her feet he bowed. He fell. He lay down. At her feet he bowed. He fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down dead. The mother of Sisera looked out at a window and cried through the lattice, Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why do the wheels of his chariot stay? Her wise ladies answered her, Yes, she returned answer to herself. Have they not sped? Have they not divided the prey? To every man a damsel or two, to Sisera, prey of diverse colors, a prey of diverse colors of needlework, of diverse colors of needlework on both sides, well met for the necks of them that take the spoil? So let all your enemies perish, O Yahweh. But let them that love him be as the sun when he goes forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 years. End of chapter 5.